The Southeast Bullock Yellowjackets were defeated 21-10 by the Statesboro Blue Devils in the season opener Friday night at Womack Field. After a brief delay from afternoon showers, fans packed the stands for the return of high school football. Seb struck first when senior running back Jaden Murphy capped off the opening drive with a touchdown run, giving the Jackets a 7-0 lead. Statesboro looked poised to answer with senior back Kean Childers, but a penalty erased his touchdown run. The Blue Devils settled for a field goal attempt, which missed wide, keeping Seb in front. Seb vs. SHS August 15, 25. Kyle Arnold. Momentum shifted in the second quarter when the Jackets fumbled, giving Statesboro prime field position. Sophomore quarterback Beckham Girard scored on the ground, though the pat missed, leaving Seb narrowly ahead 7-6. Statesboro's defense, led by senior Keon Johnson, then forced a three and out and set up a drive finished by junior running back MJ Kimball, who punched in a score and added a two-point conversion to make it 14-7. Murphy nearly swung momentum back before halftime with a long run to the Blue Devils' 6-yard line. Seb settled for a field goal, cutting the deficit to 14-10 at the break. In the third quarter, Childers broke through for a touchdown run, extending the lead to 21-10. Both teams battled fatigue in the fourth, with several players down after plays, but Statesboro's defense sealed the win when senior Aiden Kemp intercepted a Yellow Jackets pass in their own territory. The Blue Devils ran out the clock to secure the victory. Seb vs. Statesboro High August 15, 25. Kyle Arnold. Blue Devils head coach Matthew Dobson praised his defense and coordinator Jacob Lord after the win. "I was so proud with the way we responded," Dobson said. "Coach Jacob Lord, our defensive coordinator, he is my right-hand guy and I love that dude to death. What he did tonight defensively was really impressive." Seb vs. Statesboro High August 15, 25. Kyle Arnold. Yellow Jackets head coach Jared Zito said his team must treat the loss as a stepping stone. "The season is a long way from being over, so we have to use this as a learning point and move forward from here. It's all we can do," Zito said. Statesboro, 1-0, travels to Kathleen to face veterans on August 22 at 7:30 p.m. Southeast Bullock, 0-1. Heads to Savannah to take on Islands on August 29 at 7:30 p.m. Live score updates. Once again this football season, Grice Connect Sports will offer live scoring powered by ScoreStream. To get live score during the game or anytime you want local sports scores, go to the sports link on the Grice Connect website. We are always love to hear from parents, or other super fans, who would like to send us photos and live game updates from home and away games for each school this season. If you're interested, please contact sports at griceconnect.com or Blake Williams at blake@griceconnect.com for more information. This coverage is made possible thanks to local supporters. Grice Connect Sports is proudly supported by Optum Health System, the Press Forward Foundation, and other generous community partners who help make this local sports coverage possible. We are grateful for all financial support, which will allow us to bring Statesboro and Bullock County even more sports and local news coverage. Please support us now by clicking here and help us tell the remarkable stories of our youth making a difference for their team, their school, and our community. If your business would like to support our work, please contact Fred David at sponsor@griceconnect.com.